And now, 88.9 and 96.5 FM WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Barthelemy, for a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective.
It's Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. Welcome to The Cradle and the Convert. Today we celebrate the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a holy day of obligation. I'm Dave Slade, The Cradle.
And I'm Mark Barthelemy, The Convert.
Mark, many folks are confused about the feast day. They mix it up with
Jesus' conception.
Right. And it's the Blessed Mother, Mary.
That's
conceived
right.
Without sin. And only a perfect creature conceive and be the mother of our Lord Jesus. Her yes to the angels set mankind on a path to reconciliation and redemption with God. Today is also a special day in the Catholic Church as we begin the Jubilee Year of Mercy as declared by Pope Francis. At Mass today in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, the Pope declared the start of the Year of Mercy and opened the holy doors. Those doors are only open during the Jubilee Year. So what does that mean? Well, tonight we have a special guest with us from Rome, Ashley Nerona. Ashley's a journalist, the Rome correspondent for Relevant Radio Network, and a consultant of crisis communications and media training for the religious leaders and organizations. She's been featured on TV news networks like Fox and CBS as an expert on Vatican issues. She and her husband John co-host Art and Faith on EWTN. Ashley teaches media training for priests at the Pontifical North American College and is an instructor of media training at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross. She was formerly the English language official at the Pontifical Council for Social Communications at the Vatican. Ashley graduated in international business and marketing from the University of Dayton, go Flyers, and holds a master's in theology from Holy Apostles Seminary, a sacred theology degree in communications, and is a PhD candidate in communications and journalism. Ashley began tour guiding in the Jubilee Year of 2000. She speaks conversational Italian, loves a good cappuccino, and sharing Rome with everyone from Romophiles to first-time visitors of all ages. And best of all, Mark, Ashley was raised right here in Central Illinois.
Sure was, not very far away.
And her dad is Mr. Decatur Celebration.
Yes, indeed.
Fred Puglia. Ashley, welcome to The Cradle and the Convert. We're so happy to have you as a guest this evening.
Well, thank you so much to be with you, Dave and Mark, especially to commemorate such a special occasion as the house opening of the Holy Door today and the opening of the Holy Year. And indeed, it is an absolute delight to be with you, especially because, as you mentioned, I'm a homegirl.
That's right.
I'm happy to always talk to folks from Central Illinois.
Well, we're thrilled to have you because you're such an expert on the subject. And with the Year of Faith beginning and on the Holy Day, we're just really thrilled to have you.
Well, thank you.
What can you tell us about what happened this morning at St. Peter's Square?
This has been an incredibly exciting day. Actually, the truth is that we have been experiencing the buildup to this over the last week as we have been seeing scaffolding go up and new projects for example, an area to hold the press was built outside of St. Peter's Basilica. There's been all kinds of shining and spiffing, for example, going on within the basilica as they've been preparing for these last really couple of weeks for this big day today. And it culminated at 9:30 a.m. this morning when Mass began there in St. Peter's Square. And that Mass included the special rites of opening of the Jubilee Door. Now, this is a special door within the foyer of St. Peter's Basilica. And when it's not a Jubilee year, it's totally closed. And when I say totally closed, I mean that not only are the bronze doors shut, but behind them there's a layer of brick that's placed, and behind that another layer of cement. So those doors are really closed.
Well, and from what I understand, too, they chipped all that cement off, and that's where the key is kept, right?
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, so they did that a few weeks ago in preparation for this in a special ceremony. And this was not presided over by the Holy Father, but instead by Cardinal Camastri, who is the prefect of St. Peter's Basilica. And so this ceremony occurred, and indeed the cement was taken down, the bricks were taken down, and in doing so, they came across a special box. It was a zinc box that the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, had placed inside. Now, he had placed it inside because the last Jubilee year was the year 2000. So when he closed the door on January 6th of 2001, this box was placed inside, and it contained several documents that certified the closure of the Holy Door at the end of the last holy year in 2001. And it contained some special commemorative medals of the Jubilee, including a gold coin with the face of John Paul II on it. And indeed, as you mentioned, it contained the very keys that were then to be passed on to Pope Francis, which he used today to officially open the Holy Door.
Wow.
Well, it was quite a sight to see. I caught some of it on TV this morning, and I noticed that the Mass was held outside for the Immaculate Conception, yeah, as well as the Holy Door. It looked like it was a little chilly over there this morning.
Yes, you know, it was a bit chilly, and in fact, this morning it even drizzled. And as people waited in the long, and I mean really long, security lines to enter into St. Peter's Square, many people had to put up their umbrellas because of the rain. But indeed, by the grace of God, the rain went away, and there were no more drops from then on. And eventually, the sun even came out today. So people managed to brave through with no problem. And indeed, we were blessed with a little bit of sunshine. But as the day wore on,
Ashley. You touched on something that we're curious about, and I think a lot of people have this foremost on their minds right now, especially with Europe and Asia. But you mentioned security. Can you give us any idea, yes, of what's been done there to secure the Vatican?
Absolutely. Well, security here has been beefed up in a really big way, and it started on the 23rd of November, so actually a couple of weeks ago, and security detail was upped by about 2,000 officers,
wow,
who are now on the street who wouldn't normally be. And boy, did you see it today. Now, at St. Peter's Square, we're used to going through metal detectors in,
right,
order to enter into big events, such as a papal audience, for example. We also go through a metal detector to enter into St. Peter's Basilica. But what we're not used to seeing are security guards or police or carabinieri, which is the armed military guards.
Right.
We're not used to seeing them everywhere. And everywhere means, for example, at bus stops, on train platforms, just walking through all kinds of churches. I've seen them in many churches, inside the churches throughout the city.
Hmm. That
so
is
it's
unusual.
Really Yeah, it is unusual, and you wish it wasn't so. You wish the world wasn't, the case wasn't as such that it had to be this way. But on the other hand, it certainly gives us a sense of security here.
Well, good. That was a concern.
Well, and Ashley, you mentioned, yeah, the other basilicas. Over the next month, I think the other major basilicas will also be opening holy doors. Is that right?
That's exactly right. In fact, it's tradition that before papal basilicas will each have a holy door that will be opened, and they're opened at different times. In fact, the next one is going to be on the 13th of December, and that will be the door of St. John Lateran. And St. John Lateran is a very important church because it's the Pope's church. It's the cathedral of the Diocese of Rome. It's where his cathedra, his chair or seat of authority, is. And then in January, the 1st of January, St. Mary Major's Church will be open, the Holy Door of St. Mary Major's will be open. And then on the 26th of Jan, the Holy Door at St. Paul's outside the walls will be open. And what's very special about this particular Holy Year, that's different than others in the past, is that Pope Francis has asked that every diocese in the world have a holy door, and it most often will be at the cathedral of that diocese. So that means that all of us throughout the world, wherever we are invited to participate in a special way and walk through our very own diocesan holy door.
That's
and
neat.
So during this year of mercy, yeah, we need to take advantage of that, because there's all kinds of special graces and blessings that are attached to that walkthrough. There's a lot of really important symbolism that is behind this idea of the door. You know, Christ told us that he is the door of our salvation, right?
Right.
And we must pass through him. He tells us that in John 10:7, and no one can come to the Father except through him. So the idea is that as we pass through that door, it's like we're symbolically passing from the world into the presence of God. It's like we go from the hustle and bustle of our everyday lives to a totally different place of being just with God. And it goes, the tradition goes way back to biblical times, and this is when the high priest, you know, on the Feast of Yom Kippur, would pass through the veil that was covering the doorway of the Holy of Holies in order to enter into the presence of God and offer that sacrifice of atonement. So today we symbolically do the same thing. And that is what the Holy Year is all about. It is about atonement. It's about healing wounds. It's about making reparation. It's about learning how to forgive. And it's about learning how to give mercy. Because the Holy Father today, in his remarks, in his homily during the Mass of the opening of the Jubilee year today, he said that we have to remember to always put mercy before judgment. Because that's God's job, right? He says, in God's judgment, it's going to be in the light of mercy. So when we pass through the holy doors of our diocese, we can rediscover the infinite mercy of God as we do that symbolic gesture, reminding us of all of these important things. And so we call down on God's merciful grace in our lives, and the Holy Father today invited us all to become what he called artisans of mercy.
Well, we're visiting with Ashley Nerona this evening on The Cradle and the Convert, and Ashley's telling us what happened today in Rome as she was present in St. Peter's Square to fill us in about the Mass of the Immaculate Conception and the opening of the Holy Doors. Now, I do understand that at our cathedral in Springfield, there are Holy Doors that they are going to open. Ashley, I was told that maybe it's only at St. Peter's, but if you go through the Holy Doors, you are able to earn a plenary indulgence. Is that the case?
You know, I don't know how that designation has been made. I don't know, but here in Rome, when you do have the opportunity to enter through any of the Holy Doors of the Papal Basilicas, you do have the opportunity to claim a plenary indulgence. And what that does is that it wipes away some of the time that we would pay in purgatory and reparation for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to claim it, we have to keep certain conditions. So we must receive the Eucharist, and we must receive confession within a certain time period of passing through the door. We must pray for the intentions of the Holy Father, and we must pray the Creed. And then, of course, the hardest one of all is that we have to be totally detached from sin.
Mm-hmm. That's the hard part.
That's always the toughie for all of us. Yeah, it's true.
Ashley, excuse me a minute. Also going on, which we certainly don't mean to overshadow or slight, was the crowning of Our Lady for the Feast of Immaculate Conception.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little about that?
Oh, gosh. This is such a special tradition that happens here in Rome. And there is a column right next to Piazza di Spagna, which is known best because it's in that piazza, in that square, that the Spanish Steps are housed. So folks who visited Rome before most probably saw the Spanish Steps. And hopefully you saw, very close to that, this beautiful column with Our Lady, a statue of Our Lady on top. And in the bottom of the column, on the bottom, is written the beginning of Luke 1. And every year, the Holy Father goes and prays in a very special way on this day, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception there. And people come. I can't even describe the crowd. wow, people are everywhere that I can see. Typically, they're covering all of the Spanish Steps. Of course, this year the Spanish Steps are under construction, so that's not possible. But there's just people everywhere coming to support the Holy Father and, of course, to venerate Our Lady and the statue there. And what happens is that each year a lucky fireman is given the job of going up on a cherry picker, because, again, I mentioned the statue is on top of a very tall column, and placing a beautiful wreath of flowers on the arm of Our Lady. And then the Holy Father leads everyone in prayer. And today he spoke about how when we gaze towards our Mother, our Immaculate Mother, it's then that we recognize the victory of divine mercy over sin. And he said that here today in Rome, we're hearing her motherly voice, and it's calling us toward the door that represents Christ. In other words, it's she who's calling us to walk through that door and adore her Son, because, of course, that's her job. As a mother, her number one job is to lead people to her Son, the way, the truth, and the life. And so it is a wonderful and very special tradition today, because today is actually a national holiday here, which means that everything's closed, banks and businesses and schools and everything. And so sometimes when a holiday is celebrated, people forget why it is happening. And this Indeed. Is a wonderful reminder of exactly what we're celebrating today.
Well, actually, that's great. And Brother Dave, do you realize the firemen won out once again?
Yeah,
the cops are out there pounding the bee in the drizzle this morning and looking out, and the fireman gets to go put the crown on our Holy
Mother.
Yeah,
but would you have gotten in a cherry picker and gone that high?
That's irrelevant. No, I would not.
Well, I know also.
Hey, you know what? Maybe you should put your name in there for next year. What do you think?
Well, you're there, Ashley. Drop it. Drop it. Wait until the bin's almost full and then put mine in.
Hey, I'll do that. You better believe it.
Well, I know that there's also a special website that's been kicked off for the Jubilee. It's www.im.va. And it'll be in English, and so people can follow on their computers what's going on over there in Rome, too, which, you know, this is just going to be a beautiful year of mercy in a whole different light, I think.
Yes, most definitely. And one of the features of that site is not only will it keep us all updated on various events that are happening not only in Rome but around the world to commemorate the Year of Mercy, but also it's the place where pilgrims coming to Rome can sign up and register for a special time to walk through the Holy Door. So what that means is that this year, unlike any other holy year in the past, they're expecting more people. Why? Because, of course, in our world, it's becoming more easy to travel. So they're expecting up to 35 million people.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So the question is, right? So how do we accommodate this many people and give everyone the opportunity to truly experience pilgrimage? And so what they decided to do was to implement this system through the Pontifical Council for New Evangelization here in Rome, where people sign up for a time slot to walk through the door. This way there won't be mass confusion or anything like that, and
sure,
people will be able to have more of a prayerful experience. So the hope is that they expect about 1,500 people to pass through that door every single hour that the Basilica is open.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And there's another wonderful evangelical ministry that's happening right now. And there's a video that is being created as we speak that will be launched on the 10th of February that is going to be able to help pilgrims understand the importance of where they are. You know, so many pilgrims come, and people of all faiths and people of no faith come to Rome, and it is an amazing opportunity for us to share the truths of our faith, just in the sense that people want to know. You know, they're very often genuinely interested to understand what it is that the Catholic Church teaches. And then, of course, some people are there because they are authentic pilgrims who want to have that experience. So this video is going to be launched worldwide, and will speak to just that, will help people have a deeper experience of St. Peter's Basilica, of the Holy Door itself, and of the Jubilee year. So we have that to look forward to in February as well.
Hey, Ashley, we don't want to forget congrats to Father Peter Harmon, who was appointed the 23rd rector of the Pontifical North American College. Do you want to say a little bit about that, please?
Yes. Well, that is just a tremendous blessing to the men of the North American College. And the North American College is where the seminarians from the United States, Canada, and Australia live while they're in Rome.
Yes.
And then they study at different pontifical universities throughout the city. So they receive their seminary and their human formation of the North American College itself. And the former rector, Monsignor James Cecchio, of the Camden, New Jersey Diocese, he has been there for 10 years. And, you know, it was kind of expected that eventually a new appointment would be made. And I'll tell you, the North American College is one of the universities where I teach in Rome. And being up there, I know firsthand that the men have so appreciated their time with Father Peter Harmon from when he was assigned there. It must be 2 years ago now. And they always spoke so highly of him and the courses that he offered to them. And so I know that the men are going to be very, very much looking forward to working with him in that capacity. And so it's very exciting, and of course, back in Springfield, goodness knows that he will be very missed.
Yes, well, he is a fine priest, that's for sure. Well, you know, Ashley, we're just about out of time, and we got a couple things we want to do. We want to thank you for being with us and mention your website is johnandashley.org. That's all one word, johnandashley.org, where people can go there and find out about your tour guiding and what you do. You know, I hope sometime to make it back over to Rome and get to visit with you and do that Scavi tour that I didn't get to do last time. I'd love to do the Scavi tour.
Well, yeah, come on over to Rome. This is a great year to come.
Yes, it is. Well, give our regards to John too,
yeah, absolutely.
If you will. And maybe we can talk to you again sometime when something special is going on over there, or just to chat a little with you. We certainly have enjoyed our evening with you.
Well, thank you for having me, and I would be delighted to talk again. And it is always a pleasure to talk to my friends from Central Illinois.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Well, we will talk to you again soon, Ashley. Thank you so much
for being
with us and filling us in tonight.
Appreciate it.
Well, you're so welcome. God bless you, and happy Jubilee year.
And to you, too. Folks, what a great way to start our Year of Mercy off and to begin to feel the experience of God's healing and His mercy than attending confession. And this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock at Holy Family Church in Decatur, you can have the first communal penance service of the Advent season. And so, folks, it may have been a while since you've been there. It's time to go, time to get yourself right, and kick this year off with experiencing God's mercy.
Yeah, you know, the Year of Mercy, there's nothing more merciful than God. You know, He
absolutely
He opens the doors, just like the Pope did today, for us to for our salvation. And it's a great thing. Those communal penance services are really nice. There's several priests available. That's a nice little penance service. So we recommend, and I'll be at one of them for sure, that you get to that if you can. Mark, wasn't it great talking to somebody in Rome today?
Yeah, that just blows my mind.
You know, how much this would have taken years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To get somebody to talk to you in the olden days before we had transatlantic cables, and now, you know, all of that went through satellites, and it's amazing. And we're so grateful here at WDCR to have the equipment and the ability and the contacts to be able to talk
and of course,
to someone.
You know, we've known Ashley because of Fred.
Yeah.
For quite a while. And, you know, that helped us pull this feed off, folks.
Mark, why don't you lead us in prayer? And I think
there's
a special prayer tonight, isn't there?
Yes. And I'm going to pray this prayer, the Year of Mercy, which was written by Pope Francis. So please join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, you've taught us to be merciful like the Heavenly Father, and have told us that whoever sees you sees God. Show us your face, and we will be saved. You are the visible face of the invisible Father, of the God who manifests his power above all by forgiveness and mercy. Let the church be your visible face in the world. Send your Spirit and consecrate every one of us with its anointing, so that the Jubilee of Mercy may be a year of grace from the Lord, and your church, with renewed enthusiasm, may bring good news to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives and the oppressed, and restore sight to the blind. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Mark, it's been a great show. We hope everybody
too,
out there enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
Night, everybody.
Night, all.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.